listener production.
Okay, welcome to Breaking News, just the gist side piece, side episode, in which I, Rosie Borderland, tell my co-host, Jacob Stanley, the major breaking news headlines from the week that I have decided are important for him and through him, all of our gistners to know.
Join me on this educational journey.
I will say right up top, no poo or farts this week.
Stop.
What?
But there will be Elon, won't there?
Well, obviously, because not obviously because like a major thing happened.
So we're still going to hear about a turd. Yeah.
Well, it wasn't, no, not a turd.
He's a turd.
Oh, I understand.
There we go.
I was like, the rocket's not a turd, it's a dick. Oh, I'm following you. No, I would normally open with saying Elon Musk's dick exploded. But we've got some bigger, more tragic breaking news this week.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone. Producer Lindsay is leaving us.
Briefly, temporarily.
Well, that's, yeah, the bad news is she's leaving us. The good news is it's only for 6 months.
Mm.
We are unhappy. We are pissed off.
Mm.
How dare she go and travel the world? And after working hard for so many years, so hard that she got named listeners' most valuable player, we had to rename her Winsy by deed poll. And now she's decided, well, you know what? I'm going to do something nice for myself and travel and gallivant throughout Europe and do lovely, amazing things. And we just think, how dare you?
The cheek, the nerve, the gall, the audacity, gall, the gumption.
The audacity, the gumption.
Winsy Green.
Winsy Green. Are you excited?
I am very excited. I leave in a week and I will be more excited when it comes. Mm. At the moment, there's a lot to do. So I'm feeling more anxious and excited, but there is some excitement there.
There's excitement there. And So this is Lindsay's last day and we have the lovely Elise, who you might have heard on Abby's potty.
It's a lot.
She's going to be filling in for Lindsay while Lindsay's gone. Mm-hmm. Listen, so there's been an elaborate ruse happening that I know Lindsay knows because she's not a dummy. But basically, we had this whole thing where I was going to say that there's this breaking news, but I have some audio clips, but it doesn't really make sense that Lindsay wouldn't have those already because I would give them to her to play. And we couldn't give them to Lindsay to play because they're audio clips for Lindsay. And so then me and Mike were like, well, we'll say that I gave them to Mike because I wanted to surprise Lindsay about this new Cocaine Bear news, of which there is none. And it all just got very elaborate. And I kept looking at Lindsay's face and she was like, And Mike is very sweet and very excited about it. And he came down here, I think, about three times in the last hour going, are these cameras on? How are the lights? Are the cameras on? Are we getting this on camera? Is everything on camera? Is it on camera? Is Zoe getting this on camera? Is there a camera on Lindsay? Is there a camera on Lindsay? Just wondering if there's a camera on Lindsay. Mike, we love you. That's our EP, Mike. He's amazing. So, Lindsay, yeah, we do have a little audio gifts for you. And you have not heard these.
Okay.
I was meant to pretend like these were just random clips, but I could tell you figured it out. So let's just launch into them. You got to play them in order.
Okay.
So play the first one.
Should I listen to the test first? Or just
well,
play this?
He did make that. He said, I'll put in a test because Lindsay's a professional and she always tests, so I'll make the test something funny.
Okay, I'll play that first.
Let's hear it.
Let's go, girl.
Which he thought a lot about because you dressed up as Shania Twain at the Christmas party. Mike's put a lot of effort into this. Okay, now play. This is clip number one, which I meant to say, oh, Jacob, did you know there's breaking Cocaine Bear news? And I got Mike to upload the audio. Let's listen to what it is.
Hey, Lindsay, it is Carrie Bickle here from the Carrie and Tommy podcast. I'm Nerdy.
know who I am, obviously, because I think you're a bit of a stalker. Thank you for listening to our radio show every day. I can't believe you're leaving the listener family for 6 months. I hear you're going on a big adventure around the world. I hope you have the best time. Incredibly jealous. Eat all the croissants you can possibly fit in your gob in Paris. Keep up the running. Oh, you run. I'm reading an email that's telling me all about you. You run. Good on you. Run through Paris. No. Oh, my God, you're going to Eurovision. Amazing. How fun. Wow. Well, you've got a great adventure on your way. Anyway, love you, Lindsay. Bye.
Oh, it's my best friend, Carrie Bickle.
Yeah, clearly. Your very, very best friend.
You guys go way back, huh?
Okay, so that was your first little present. Okay, now is going away present number two. Play it.
Hey, producer Lindsay, it's Charlie Clawson from Tofop here. Thank you for listening each week. But before you head off on your massive world adventure, there's someone here who wanted to say something.
Hi, Lindsay, it's Will Anderson. I remember when we met all those years ago at Sin Radio, when you were just starting out. And I just wanted to say, if I seemed a bit aloof that day, I'm sorry, but I am a very busy and important celebrity. And sometimes I am just a little aloof. So anyway, look, it's great to see the work you've done with Just the Gist. Well done. Enjoy your trip. Was that an apology?
So on behalf of everyone here at Tofop and the Teabaggers, we hope you have fun at Eurovision and happy 30th birthday for September.
We'll see you back here soon. But please don't look me directly in the eye. Take care, Lindsay.
He hates that. I can't even do it.
Oh, I love them.
How are you
too.
Feeling?
A bit overwhelmed at who could possibly be okay. More exciting.
So this third one's the biggie. Okay. This is the main meal, the main course, the big one. I hope you like it. I don't really know who it is.
Angels brought him here.
Angels brought him. No, it's not. Don't! What if now she's disappointed?
Oh, that'd not be great. Whoops. No, you won't be disappointed. You will not be disappointed.
It's actually better than that one, yeah. Than okay. That possible one. Okay, this is the big one. Here we go.
Hi, Lindsay. Your friend Steve Monteghetti here. Massive congratulations on your run-up at the Newey Half. I'm so glad you've stuck to the running. Now, the team at Just the Gist have let me know that you're heading overseas for a while, so hopefully you get to run in some great places over there. So make sure you have fun at Eurovision, and I look forward to catching up with you for a run when you get back. Cheers.
Oh, my God.
Yay.
Oh, my God. I don't know. Like, they're probably, like, 3-4 of my favourite Australians. And, oh, I just love Steve Monteghetti so much.
Oh, we didn't know who he was.
We didn't know who he was.
But we knew that you're a big, big fan.
Which yes. I have to say that Mike put in all the effort to make that happen. Yeah. He's the one who said, Steve Monteghetti, and we were like, okay.
Racing cars?
But then I've learned lots about him, and he was so lovely agreeing to do it. But, Mike Williams, our EP, really put a lot of work into putting that together.
Yes, because you deserve it, because you're worth it.
Yes,
we
you
adore
are.
You.
Winsy, winsy, winsy. Yeah.
And we're super, super grateful for everything that you've done over the last few years, and we will miss you.
I'll miss you guys too.
You know, it's not for long. Yeah. It's not for long.
Yeah.
It's just a, what do you call it? See you soon.
Yeah.
Literally. But, like she's not like.
6 months flies by so quickly.
It really does.
Here we are already almost in May.
I know.
Yeah. So, yeah, it'll fly by. Hopefully not for you, though. I hope you get to really, really indulge in every single minute of this holiday. It sounds like it's going to be incredible.
It's going to be the best.
And keep checking in with us on the way.
I was going to say, now you have a roving reporter on the ground.
Yes.
Who is not going to be too far away from the Viking Museum in York.
I know.
With a ghost train. With smell your own adventure.
You've got to go.
World's largest poo.
But seriously, how far out? There wasn't meant to be any poo in this episode, but I didn't bring it up, did I?
No,
I didn't bring it up.
You can't be held responsible.
How far out of your way would it be to go to the Viking Museum with the poo train?
I don't think terribly. I'm staying in Manchester for Eurovision because it was too expensive to stay in Liverpool, and I think maybe 2 hours on the train.
Oh, come on now. That's you got to go. You got to go, Wins.
I'm going.
Yay!
And I was also thinking, I don't know if I'll get that far up north, but the convent where the nuns from the live show. Mm. Was that in Belgium?
Yeah, up near Bruges. Yes. Mm. Oh, fucking Bruges.
Oh, fucking Bruges. Go on a JTG tour.
Yes.
Of places and things.
Mm. This is something we officially want to set up in the future.
Yeah, I know. We're like, should we let her be this? Because we want to be this.
You can be the guinea pig.
We want to travel. We want to do just the gist of places.
Yeah.
But you can do it, I guess. But we're very excited for you. It's going to be amazing. And you deserve to have some time off and to do an incredible thing.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
Yay.
Yay. And we'll just make Elise's life a living hell for 6 months. We'll just be like the bratty kids with a new nanny that we don't like.
Yeah. She's not our real mom.
She's and not she our never real will mom. Be. You're not my real mom, is what I'm going to say every day. Okay. Well, I guess because we mentioned it just before, I guess we'll just get straight into it. Elon Musk's dick exploded.
I knew you were going to be all over this.
Blew up.
I didn't bother clicking on any
burst
of the links because I knew I was going to hear about it from you.
Oh, I didn't bother clicking on anything either. I just saw the headlines on the picture and the video. What else do you need to know? It blew up. It blew up. He did a launch of the dick rocket, which he has admitted he designed to make it look like a dick because...
He didn't.
No, he did.
Oh, God.
He thinks it's funny. He's like, we made it look like a dick.
And it blew after 4 minutes.
They did a practice launch and, yeah, it exploded. Yeah, I think like a minute in or something happened. At first it got delayed, like it kept getting pushed back by a couple of days, whatever, whatever, and then they finally did it and it just blew up.
Oh, my God. Perfect metaphor.
And they've tried to spin it like, no, but this is good. It's all learnings. It's all learnings. Mm-hmm. Like you learn, mistakes help you grow. We learned a lot. And I'm like, yeah, you learned that your dick rocket sucks. That it blows up. How did you need to learn that? Why did you need to learn that it's bad if it explodes, guys? So anyway, we'll see what happens. But I guess they got to build another one.
How much did it cost, roughly?
Oh, gazillions.
Of course.
So much.
Yeah, if you even cares.
And like even NASA's investing in it now because it's cheaper for them to like go halvesies with him.
Outsource it, yeah.
So, yeah, that happened. Soz Elon.
Yeah.
I guess if we do find him while we're on safari in South Africa. Why do I say, wait, South?
South Africa.
South Africa. We'll just go, sorry, wish you well.
Wish you well.
Wish you well. Well done on the dick rocket. yeah, speaking of, not many sleeps till South Africa.
14.
Mm-hmm. 14 sleeps. Okay, so as you guys know, Jacob and I are going to South Africa with G Adventures and Care of South Africa Tourism. And I've been buying just increasingly ridiculous things to wear, mostly hats, that just get like ridiculously larger in size to protect myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see them.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, I'm really preparing a visual sartorial feast to protect myself in Africa, but also that I know will probably annoy you.
Great. Looking forward to it. She's already wearing leopard print.
Yeah, I am. I've got
You're
my leopard
fit
print
right in.
Overalls on today. But no, I've got a lot of hats. I've got about, at last count, I had about 14 different hats.
Okay.
So my luggage is going to be mostly hats.
One for each day, right?
Oh, yeah. We are going for about 2 weeks, yeah. Mm. And, yeah, I'm pumped. We're going to find the big five plus the big six, Elon, the sixth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see what trophies we can make it back with.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we'll be recording while we're over there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you won't miss a beat. You'll be hearing updates from us and check us out on Instagram. See the hats.
See the hats.
See the camo outfits.
Two episodes of Breaking News while we're over there.
Yes,
we'll record.
We do.
And just let you know if we've seen him.
Mm.
Spotto. What could the trophy be if you got Elon?
The wig.
But isn't it plugs? You pay like a lot of money, don't
Can
you, surgery wise? Like it's implanted in his head, isn't it? How do they work? Don't they literally give you just like a new scalp with new hair that grows? Is that how it works?
My understanding is these days, if you go to Turkey and get it done, they take hairs from the back. They sort of surgically remove from the base, the bulb, and then put it up front, up the top.
But what if you
have none? They're just moving your hair.
But what if you have none at the back?
I don't know. They find it elsewhere on your body.
Because I thought, okay, I could be so wrong. And if you've had a hair transplant, tell us, because I'm fascinated by this. I thought that because you can't just have the one hair, like as in, don't they need to put something there that will hair will keep growing?
Well, yeah, it's the bulb. It's like the root of the tree. It's like if they transplant a tree and they have to move the root system.
Yeah, but what if that bulb stops growing?
Then you wasted your money.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Mm. So don't they get it from like somewhere else or like healthy hair or something? I don't know. I don't know.
No. I don't think it really matters.
Like an organ transplant from someone else with a healthier organ, you get like a hair transplant but from like Fabio into your head.
Maybe that's the case.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure they start off at least with moving your own head.
With your own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Moving your own head. Moving your own hair around your head.
Yeah, yes. So, yay, South Africa! Yeehaw. Are you going to wear anything ridiculous?
I've started shopping.
You've started planning.
You'll
okay,
see.
Good. Good,
yeah,
good,
yeah, yeah.
good, good.
I've got some finds.
Okay, cool. Mm. Cool, cool, cool. I'm so pumped. Okay. Mm-hmm. I have another song. Guys, why don't you remind me? Oh, Breaking news. I got the scoop. I see X-ray. Read all about it. A breaking news. It's coming down the wire. There we go. Sorry. We did a few before.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know this wasn't even on my list, but on the weekend, a lot of people sent me on Instagram. There was a Titanic auction on the weekend with a whole lot of Titanic stuff.
Oh, as in stuff that was on the boat?
Not stuff that they've pulled up from the bottom, but some stuff that people, like survivors took with them off, some stuff to do with like planning, like old, sketches of the design and whatever. And I was really excited. But then like stuff was going for like $400,000.
Oh.
I know. People are obsessed with Titanic stuff. They really are.
If you could have purchased anything, what would it have been?
Oh, I really wanted, there was, you know, Thomas Andrews was the engineer, the builder who basically designed the ship.
Of course I do.
He was played by, what's his name in the movie? Victor Garber.
Oh, yeah.
Played by Victor Garber in the movie. He's the guy who like tells Rose that there's not enough lifeboats and then he just sadly is like looking at the clock and he died. But anyway, he died on the ship. There was a leather-bound book that Harland and Wolff, the shipbuilders, this is so inside baseball, had made for him with all these really beautiful final sketches of all the like designs of the ship, and it has his name embossed on the front, and that went for like gazillions of dollars. That's what I wanted.
Someday.
If I was rich, I would flesh out my Polly Pocket collection first and then I'd go on to Titanic memorabilia. you gotta.
I can't wait till you're in your 60s and you finally got these piles and piles of money and that's what you spend
that's what
it
I'm
on.
I'm going to buy. I don't want to wait till I'm in my 60s to have piles of money. You mean soon, right? You mean soon?
We're pretty bloody close to 60.
No, we're not.
Yeah. Yeah.
We are not. You are. What are you, 2 years older than me? Well, you keep off you go. I'm back here. I'm staying back here.
We're both 20-something years away from 60.
20, yeah, that's true.
Mm,
both of our next major birthday is 40.
Yeah.
Although mine's after yours.
I might just not get there.
Okay, here's something we need to talk about. Foil gate. You just said it.
Foil gate.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. I can't. I cannot handle this.
Oil, foil, soil, boil, coil, toil.
You're saying two syllables in all of those words.
I don't hear.
Okay, let me just tell everyone, in case you don't know, last week we realised that Jacob has had a stroke and thinks that Doyle and foil are one-syllable words. We got into this big thing about it where we each thought the other one was gaslighting the other one. And then as soon as the episode dropped, straight away, you were all on it, Gistners. None of you can agree either.
Yeah.
It's kind of split down the middle.
Yeah.
This thing went viral. It was going viral on teacher, like high school teacher Facebook pages. Mm-hmm. We had, like, you at one point were like, checkmate, look what a speech pathologist said. And I was like, yeah, here's five other ones who say something different. No one can agree. It's linguists, speech pathologists, primary school teachers, high school teachers, like language professors. No one can agree on whether the word foil has one syllable or two. No one can agree. My thing is, though, say foy.
Foy.
F-O-I. Now say foil.
Foil.
No, but that's not how you say foil. Yeah, and that's got foil. Two syllables.
Foil.
Because it's the ul. Foy-ul.
Oi-ul.
Oil.
Look, I can hear that there's the little inflection oil. There, but it's not a separate syllable.
Yes, it is, because a syllable is just a sound. When you're in school, they say how many sounds? Foil.
Look,
oil, oil, foil, oil. And when you were like, what about turmoil? I was like, turmoil.
Turmoil.
Yeah, turmoil.
Yeah.
I can't believe you. And it was driving people crazy. One of our Gistner's Georgia Love, who you might know, beautiful bachelorette, brilliant journalist, amazing lady, big fan of the show. It broke her brain. And she was on your side. And she was messaging into the Just the Gist Insta, and we would both go and message her at different times, and she could tell who it was based on if I was arguing or not. I'd be like, you're wrong. And she'd go, hi, Rosie. You're wrong.
I love how people were swinging back and forth.
They were.
They'd go, it's definitely one. Oh, no, wait. Hang on. And we're talking experts.
Experts.
Speech pathologists, linguists.
Words like schwa, diphthong,
glottal, so
whatever.
Much jargon.
There's all these things that people are like, well, technically it's the blah. And then some people were like, well, it's all to do with the vowel and the blah, blah, blah. But why is vowel? It, like, literally no one can agree on this. We need to get the footage last week of us initially realizing that we were not aligned on something. It's like thinking, it's like realizing that the person sitting next to you sees the sky as green.
Yeah.
And you're like, what?
This is this decade's The Dress.
I think so too.
Yanni and Laurel.
I think so too. Literally from the second I woke up in the morning, people were arguing about it on socials. Like, you cannot... There's no winners. And in the end, nobody wins.
What do you think about fire? One or two?
Hold on, let me say it. Blah, 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 bushfire. Yeah, two.
Fire.
Fire.
Fire. See, I still see it as one.
Fire. But you don't say far.
Far. Well, you could.
Far.
Far.
You don't say far.
Far festival.
See, I think in your mind, you think you say far.
Far.
But you say foil.
Fire did get me. That I was like, yeah, that is like the yeah, it really.
And like
is
the ul in foil. Foy, foy, ul.
Foil. To me, that's still all just one. Foil, coil, toil, boil, soil.
That's all two. Boil. You're saying two syllables in all of those. Oh, I can't. We can't get back into this. I can't. It's driving me crazy. And then, oh, this is a good one. So, you know how, like, we're called millennials and you and I are kind of called geriatric millennials?
What an affectionate term, yes.
I know, right? Mm. Just like if I have a baby now, it's going to be a geriatric pregnancy.
Mm.
I know. Thanks, society. So, there's this new thing going around of people saying we are a very particular generation that... even in millennials, it's only a few of us, it's only the elder millennials who had a childhood without any internet, but then also grew up with it.
Yes.
Because it hit when we were around like
13, 14. 12-ish,
you know. And then, I mean, we were poor, so I didn't really get any of it until I went to live with my uncle when I was 14.
Mm-hmm.
I started really properly often using the internet and stuff. So we are the only ones who... have lasting memories of none of it, but also are very good at it and like grew up with it enough to really understand it.
Mm-hmm.
We remember not having it, but we're not stupid boomers.
Yep.
And so they are saying that this very small subset of people, which includes you and I, they're calling us the Spice Girls generation.
Oh, that's parfait.
Mwah, mwah, better. Yes. So much better than geriatric millennial.
Why did it take us so long?
I like that one.
Of course.
We are the Spice Girls generation.
97 to 99 was sort of as we were coming of age. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm. Yeah, that's us. I like
yes.
it. Chef's kiss.
Yep. As a ginger, I approve.
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh, and speaking of geriatric millennials,
mm-hmm.
I saw on TikTok this thing that, and apparently it went viral because people didn't know, but I also thought it was totally different words. So in Spice Up Your Life, I see ya, hold tight. I always thought it was I see ya, hold mm-hmm. tight. No, it's
ha. See, yeah.
Yeah, which is yes in three different languages
mm.
because they're talking to the people of the world.
Mm.
It's Japanese, Spanish, and German.
German. Mm.
Ha, see, yeah, is like, what? What's the word? Yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, yes. In hold three tight. Different languages.
Yeah.
I always thought it was I see ya, hold tight.
Huh, there you go.
Oh, so this week's episode, Heaven's Gate.
Yes.
Mm. Good one. Really good one. And I will say that we aren't allowed to say like the most graphic parts of that episode,
mm.
but like you can go and look it up if you want.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty nutso.
Yeah. We recorded some of it, but then decided it wasn't appropriate to include in the final episode. Yeah. You can go and find out if you'd like. Certainly one of the darkest episodes we've covered.
Kind of not though. Like, yes, it's a funny episode. Ultimately what these people do is quite dark, but the whole episode itself isn't like dark.
Yeah, I chose to focus on a lot of the ridiculous stuff. And there was some pretty ridiculous stuff in there.
Yeah. And that was kind of all my breaking news, really.
Well, a couple of things I want to circle back to.
Oh, okay.
Firstly, just it took me a couple of seconds to sort of
gather my thoughts. Yeah, I was going to say, you could ask me in the moment. That's how conversations work, but sure. Let's go back.
Having strokes, slowing down, my brain, struggling. You triggered a memory that relates to the Heaven's Gate episode, actually.
Yeah.
So we talked about the Nike sneakers
yeah.
that the corpses were found wearing. All
yeah.
brand new, all matching, and Nike had to discontinue those mm-hmm. particular sneakers. They've then gone on to become the most expensive collector's items
that
Nike makes.
I've seen that before.
Tens of thousands of dollars people spend,
yeah.
A, because they're so rare, but more so, B, because they have this connection to the Heaven's Gate cult.
What an, like, for a sneaker head or whatever they call them, like, what an item.
Mm.
Ooh.
Yeah, and that was something I stumbled on in the research that I forgot to mention in the episode. I'm glad I get to mention it here.
Why do people want weird stuff like that? Like how John Wayne Gacy, the serial killer who dressed up, there's famous photos of him dressed up as a clown at kids' parties,
mm-hmm.
and he would sell artwork from prison,
mm-hmm.
and like people bought it. That's how he made lots of money in prison selling paintings to people, most of which he didn't even paint himself. He just got people in prison to paint them for him and he like gave them a cut. But why would you want to buy a painting?
Why would you want any artifact connected to some dark, horrible tragedy in history, like a thing of the design of the Titanic?
Yeah, but that's not the same thing.
Mm.
That's not the same thing. Like, how is it the same as, how is wanting an artifact from the Titanic the same as wanting a painting by a killer clown who murdered little boys? I'm gonna pull you up on that one, actually. I'm gonna pull you up.
You're right, it's a very different connection. Shade of dark, yes.
I'm gonna pull you up there, my friend. But it's just odd.
Mm.
And like people there are people who do collect really weird serial killer things.
Mm.
Like items and stuff.
I heard about a guy who went viral not that long ago because he collects human bones.
Ew, what?
Like skulls and whatnot. And there were lots of questions about how he was sourcing
them. How does he get them?
Yeah, but at the end of the day, why does he want them? And why is he then becoming famous for having them?
Yeah, how many does he have? Like, does he have a crazy amount?
Yeah,
because, like, people have them. Because, you know, I think I've told you this before, but my uncle, who's a doctor, from when he was studying, had a skeleton. Like, you have a full skeleton or whatever. And he, you know, finished studying and went on to become a doctor. And one day, me and Rhiannon, when we were little kids, we were at our grandparents' house and there was a storage closet under the house and you couldn't, it was pitch dark in there. So we were playing this game where you would just reach in and grab something and pull it out. Mm. And I reached in and grabbed something and pulled it out and it was like a bloody leg bone and we started screaming. Oh. We were like, ah, ah, and then Rhiannon reached in again and pulls out a skull and we're going, ah, like we're little kids. I'm talking like under 10, like little. And it turns out it was my uncle's skeleton from medical school that was in storage under the house.
Ah. But it was real bones.
Yes, this is a real skeleton.
Wowie.
I know.
Oh, yikes. Did you, you probably still haven't had a chance to listen to the episode we did about the Yongala, the Australian version of the Titanic.
Oh, no.
And how they had to lock the, because all the people who were on board died. Mm. And so all their skeletons were left there for decades. And then when the ship was then found, people started to go diving there. But then they would take home souvenirs. And that was sometimes part of the boat. But more frequently, it was some of the bones that were laying around.
That's grave robbing, though.
Yes.
Like, that's really messed. You wouldn't go to a graveyard and dig down and take a bone.
Mm-hmm. And there was a woman going back to America.
Yeah.
And she was stopped at customs entering American soil. And they went through her luggage and they were like, why do you have a femur?
Human femur bone. Yeah. Oh, my God.
And she explained. And so then they went and gathered up all the bones and locked them away in the captain's quarters. So no one can access them.
There's been issues with that. Like, a lot of people have issues with the Titanic as well because they started, when they finally found it on the ocean floor, they started taking stuff. Mm. There were no remnants of bodies left because the water pressure down there is like 10 tons a centimeter or something. So it would have, and they didn't find it for, I think they found it in the 80s. So it took them like 60 years to find it. Mm. And they started taking stuff and there was two arguments. One was that this is all going to disintegrate and disappear and we need to start preserving it now. But other people were like, you're grave robbing. Mm. You're taking things from a sacred site where like 1,500 people died.
Mm.
So I don't know. I'm glad they saved it all. They're even saving big portions of the wreck now because the wreck itself is disintegrating. Like pictures you see of it underground, it's quite whole. I mean, except for the fact it's broken in two pieces, but it's so different now. It's just completely kind of just slowly turning to dust.
Mm.
Like, do you think they should try and preserve it? Preserve stuff from it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't see any harm in it. Yeah. I don't think it's got to be our top priority as a society, but yeah, there's no harm.
No, but I mean the people who are doing it, like,
yep.
I think so. You wanna,
way worse things they could be doing.
That stuff, I think.
So that people can sell it.
Well, no, they don't sell it. It goes, it's conserved. It's all in a museum and the museum, like generally, I think it's like once a year or once every couple of years, they have a traveling show where you can go and look at the artifacts if you can't get to Belfast, Southampton, sorry. But it is all conserved as a museum. Yeah.
Can you make it to Southampton, Lindsay? Can that be part of your JTG tour? We're just hijacking your holiday now.
Oh, my God. I would just love to go to Southampton. I'll give it a go.
See what you can do.
But people also have sold stuff. Mm-hmm. Like other people, you can get plates. You can get all kinds of things. When I was a kid, I had a piece of coal from the floor.
Do you not still have it?
Well, somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a whole lot of Titanic stuff in storage at my mum's house
because
I've moved so much and it's not really like essential to lug that around the country, my many Titanic books. Speaking of, somebody messaged through the other day because Carlo Ricci, who came on and did the episode about the Titanic conspiracy, that it wasn't Titanic that sank, that it was Olympic, which, by the way, not true. Mm. He messaged through some stuff about the whole syllable thing because he has all this smart stuff to say about language and diphthongs and whatever. And then someone messaged through and said, listen, I would take this seriously, but then I saw it was Carlo Ricci and he made me believe for 5 hours that the Titanic didn't really sink and that annoyed me. So no, no to Carlo.
And Carlo's point was, we can all be right. We can all just get along.
We can't all be right about the Titanic not sinking. It was not the Olympic. We don't have time, but I could talk for a long time about how that conspiracy theory is nonsense.
Mm.
I could explain it.
And he agrees
it.
With you on
could
that.
Explain it to you.
He agrees with you.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Fully on board. But yes, in his podcast, sorry to give away the ending, but you've had time to listen to it and you should have by now. For the first few episodes, he really leads you, and I fell for it, leads you to believing the Olympic is what's at the bottom of the Atlantic.
Yeah, it's not.
It's not.
It's not. And this goes around on TikTok every now and again and everyone's like, oh, my God, my mind's blown. It's not really that the Titanic sank, people. Just message me if you want more information. Please. Please. That's it. Recos, I've got just one. I'm very excited. It came up on my email today because I subscribe to Wondery, the podcast platform, just because I use it so much for research for this show and I find their ads really annoying. So when you subscribe, you just don't get ads. They have a new podcast coming out that they emailed me about this morning called Flipping the Bird, Elon versus Twitter. I'm so excited. They announced it today. There's a trailer, so I guess it's probably coming out in the next couple of weeks, but I am pumped.
Is it just going to be about the court case when they were like forcing him to pay up?
Or I think it'll just be about the whole thing, yeah. Just about all the nonsense, which like even in the last couple of days, they've finally, if you are not paying $8 for a blue tick, they've taken it away from you. So in the last few days, it's like the Pope isn't verified anymore because he won't pay the $8. Like, like Oprah isn't verified anymore. Beyonce isn't verified anymore. And there was the funniest joke. I think it was one of the late night hosts. He goes, the only thing more embarrassing that people know you're paying for is Pornhub. Like, you don't, if you have a blue tick, everybody knows you're paying $8 a month to Twitter and you're a loser. So nobody wants it.
I think I heard that he's selectively started giving the blue ticks back to some of his favorite celebrities.
Really?
They probably don't want it. They're probably not on Twitter anymore. But the way I found out about this was because all these drag race queens, because RuPaul was no longer verified, they got on and changed their username and profile picture to RuPaul and started tweeting. So yeah, there's this massive identity crisis going on there.
It's so stupid. It was like it was such a good system. The ticks. Anyway, so I'm excited to listen to that podcast. I don't even know. I'm just recommending it off the trailer.
Yeehaw.
But the trailer was good, so. Flipping the Bird, Elon versus Twitter.
Brilliant.
What's your record?
Well, I know I've done TV shows like 3 weeks in a row. And have you watched Jury Duty yet?
No.
Oh, so many people have been writing to me and saying thank you so much.
Yeah, I actually have seen a bunch of those on the JTG Insta. But, you know, I have a lot of work right now.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get done before we go to South Africa.
Oh, you probably want to binge the whole thing on the plane.
Yeah, actually, I'll do that. I'll save it for the plane. Yeah,
very Moorish. But yeah, it's so uplifting and heartwarming. And the final two episodes came out and
I've seen everyone talking about it.
It's just such a gem. But then another show I stumbled across called Mrs. Davis just launched on Binge. The first 4 episodes are up there. It's a sort of surrealist comedy action hybrid and Betty Gilpin is the main actor.
Yeah.
And she plays this nun who is refusing to accept a world where AI has basically taken over as God or the devil. And AI is Mrs. Davis, and that's controlling everyone else in the world. And it ends up setting Betty Gilpin, the nun, on a mission.
Oh, cool.
And it has lots of really cool sort of metaphors along the way, really great characterization for some of the main players. And yeah, first 4 episodes, I couldn't get enough, and now it's going to be weekly from here on out.
You had me at Betty Gilpin.
Okay.
I love Betty Gilpin. She... and everyone loved her in that exercise show. What was it called?
Glow.
Glow. But I really liked her in Nurse Jackie. She was so good in that.
I've not seen that.
Oh, you would love Nurse Jackie.
I do like Edie Falco. Oh, so I always meant to watch it.
Boy, you, it is so good. She's like, Edie Falco is amazing. Betty Gilpin comes in, I think, like a season or two in and is like a highlight. She's so funny. Oh, and I just remembered one more. This is a random reco. But because when I'm working, I have free-to-air TV on. Like, I don't really have other, like, because it's just something that you don't really, I like the background noise, but it's free-to-air, so, like, you're not really going to focus on it, you know what I mean? So I was working on, I think it was Friday night or Saturday night, and the TV was on, and you know what came on? That movie Fear with Reese Witherspoon and Mark Wahlberg from when we were teenagers.
That is a blast from the past.
Right?
Wow.
And I watched it.
Did it age well?
I kind of stopped working. I mean, sort of. It's very of its time, and anybody who is of the Spice Girls generation will remember Fear. And it's about like this, Reese Witherspoon's in high school and looks exactly like her daughter now, like it's uncanny. And she starts dating this bad boy who gets really obsessive and scary and abusive, and she lives in this big house and he comes and stalks them and her family, and it's like...
That was definitely part of my gay sexual awakening.
Mark Wahlberg
as a teen.
In that.
Oh, yeah.
He's very good looking in it.
Yeah.
He's very good looking in it. And it was kind of unhealthy lessons for us as kids, because I remember at the time thinking, imagine if a boy loved you that much. Like, he just loves her so much.
Yeah, because he's full on creep.
He's full,
but
like,
you are lusting after
you
him.
You are. You're lusting after, and he's so sweet at first, and then he gets so obsessive, and then he like, and then that scene where he carves her name into his chest and then gets the pen and like gives himself a Nicole tattoo, and the whole thing's deranged.
Early Pete Davidson vibes.
It is, and he gives her an orgasm on the roller coaster, which was like one of the things where I was like, I don't understand how that works at the time. I understand now. But yeah, it was just like, I couldn't, what a random movie to come on and distract me.
That's so funny, but great.
Everyone
go back.
If you're of the Spice Girls generation, go back and watch Fear.
Nostalgia.
I know. No. It is. That's it.
And now I'm dragging it out because this is our final break in news with Winsy for a while, and I don't want it to end.
Winsy.
Have the best time.
Thank you.
Go to Strasbourg. Check out the site of the Dancing Plague. And also, Agisna got in touch and they went to the Hindenburg Museum.
Oh, so where's that?
Frankfurt. Yeah, so you might like to pop that on the list as well. Yeah, we'll send you on assignments as they come through.
Yeah.
If you've got any recos for where Winsy should go, send them on through.
JTG related. JTG.
Of course.
JTG and or poo related. Lindsay will try and get Lindsay to go.
And this is just Europe, yes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Europe, yeah. So even though this is a holiday for you, we are going to be giving you work assignments.
I'll claim it on tax.
And yeah, that's smart. Oh, then you can claim it on tax. And in the meantime, I look forward to staring at Elise and saying, you're not my real mom.
Never will be.
And you never will be. Okay, bye.
Bye.